5 Portlanders will be visiting the Valley this week from the Pacific Northwest. And of course, normally that's not a big story or the kind of thing we'd be talking about. But these residents are a bit different. They're virtual reality statues that give viewers a glimpse of their city through their eyes. It's part of a campaign called Meet the Portlanders, which will be at Kierlin Commons today through Sunday. Marcus Hibden is with Travel Portland and he joins me. And Marcus, what exactly are these virtual reality statues?
The statues are characters of Portland. They're sort of cartoonish representations of real-life Portlanders. And each of the statues has a viewfinder in the back of them, which allows you to sort of look through the eyes of a Portlander to see a fictionalized virtual reality version of our city.
Now, using virtual reality is something that Arizona tourism officials have started using. I know others have as well. What are some of the advantages of doing it that way as opposed to some of the more traditional methods of tourism?
Sure. We did it a little bit differently. It allows people to kind of experience the city or experience a place when they're not actually there. Portland being a little bit weird, being a little bit quirky, trying to be a little bit different, we made a fake version of virtual reality. So when you look through the eyes of these Portlanders, you'll see an artist's representation of the city of Portland. It's not the real city, but it's very similar to what you might find. So if virtual reality is a fake version of reality, this is a fake version of a fake version of reality.
That is really meta.
A little bit, yeah.
So, I mean, why take that approach? I mean, I think for a lot of folks, they have sort of an idea in their head, actual or not, of what maybe Portland looks like. Why use sort of an artist representation as opposed to actual images of the city?
We have an ad campaign going on right now. We call it You Can in Portland. It really addresses all the different things you can do in our city and all the wonderful attractions that we have to offer people. The advertising spot for that is a stop-motion animation made by a local company. It has a little bit of a cartoonish feel. Portland can sometimes be a bit of a cartoonish place, if you will. So our virtual version of the city feels a little more real to us, I guess, and we wanted to play with the idea. We know there's a lot of virtual reality tours and things like that going on, so we wanted to just have a little fun with it, do something a little bit different. The statues themselves are exaggerated versions of Portlanders, if you will. So when you look through their eyes, we didn't really think you would be seeing the real world for these characters. You'd be seeing a bit of an imagined world, if you will. But for those people who do come to Portland, you'll recognize a lot of what you see.
You mentioned that Portland kind of has an image that is in some ways maybe a little cartoonish. I'm wondering if you find that you have to sort of fight back against the image that some people have of Portland. I mean, you know, the show Portlandia obviously is, I don't know if that's a good thing for you guys or a bad thing for you guys, but do you find that when people think about Portland, the image they have in their head is close to reality or not so much?
I think for a lot of people, if they've seen Portlandia, they'll realize it's an exaggerated version of the city, but it's also very real in some ways. I like to say on my best days and my worst days, I'm a Portlandia character. I think what people would be surprised to find out is how sophisticated the city has become, how cosmopolitan it is. The motto of the city is keep Portland weird, and I think we do a pretty good job of that.
Am I right that Phoenix is the first market that you have used this new campaign on?
Yeah, these statues are brand new. We actually introduced ourselves to the Arizona market, to the Phoenix market, last year, but we're building on that a little more. We think there's a lot of similarities between what the local residents here like to do and what we have to offer in Portland. We know a lot of Portlanders in the wintertime when we might get a little cold, we might get a little wet. We head down here for that sunshine. We know the sun's getting warmer, so it's a good time to head up to Portland where things are a little cooler.
All right, that's Marcus Hibden with Travel Portland. Marcus, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.